Winchester, MA, Family ROI. Micro Area Heat Map for SFHs in MBTA Overlays. Winchester's MBTA compliance is small, tightly drawn around Winchester Center Station, creating extreme scarcity and prestige-adjacent optionality. Here's where single-family buyers should go long, where to be neutral, and where to avoid. Winchester adopted an MBTA 3A overlay district near Winchester Center commuter rail, focused on walkable, already mixed-use-ish areas around the station. With high-value, low-supply, top schools, strong income profile, and a commuter rail-centered identity, a small number of SF parcels with by-right multifamily potential near the station is the definition of scarce optionality. This analysis provides micro-area heat maps, showing exactly which streets offer the best family ROI. Important, Part 3 of 8, MBTA Communities Single-Family Homes Series. This is the third installment in our weekly series. For the full framework, Winchester, MA. Tight, high-prestige overlay around the center. Winchester adopted an MBTA 3A overlay district near Winchester Center commuter rail, approved by town meeting and later by the state in 2024. The overlay is focused on walkable, already mixed-use-ish areas around the station, consistent with TOD principles. Important, the reality of Winchester's overlay. Winchester's MBTA compliance is small, tightly drawn around Winchester Center Station, Laraway Road, Waterfield Road, and a few adjacent blocks, designed with surgical precision to satisfy the state while preserving prestige SF neighborhoods like the West Side, East Hill, and Ambrose area blocks, right on a commuter rail node, meaning transit is real, not theoretical implication. SFHs inside or immediately adjacent to Winchester's overlay are some of the highest optionality parcels in any Boston suburb, but also the most sensitive to nuisance risk. Where to go, long station adjacent residential pockets that number one, are still predominantly SF or 2-3 family today. Number two, sit on quiet or semi-quiet streets within an easy walk to Winchester Center number three. Lots. NAS 7000, 9000 SQFT, reasonably regular shape number 4, with enough separation from the noisiest commercial or rail line frontage. Why long? Winchester is already high value, low supply with top schools, strong income profile, and a commuter rail-centered identity. A small number of SF parcels with by-right multifamily potential near the station is the definition of scarce optionality. Where to be neutral, house-first SFHs that are, number one, very nice forever homes, but on small lots, with limited realistic redevelopment pathway. Number two, sitting on busier edges of the center where retail traffic, deliveries, and late-night activity will increase. Here, buy for center-of-town lifestyle plus train, don't pay a big overlay premium. Where to underweight? Avoid SFHs directly abutting heavy rail noise or where planned mid-rise projects will loom over backyards. Any listing marketing itself primarily as a future development site for a price that already assumes 4-8 units penciling at today's cap rates. The micro area heat map. Detailed street level analysis. Winchester Center. Central Overlay. Church St. Laraway Ard. Waterfield Ard. Mint Vernon St. Edges. Important, green, overweight, best micro areas, interior pockets, south of Church St. but not directly abutting the tracks, e.g. Myrtle St. side streets, Mint Vernon St., Vine St., Washington. St. interior loops where walkability is perfect but noise is muted, Walnut St. interior blocks with buffered distance from the busiest intersections, why green? 5-7 minute walk to commuter rail, plus center retail, plus library. Quiet enough for families, dense enough for future optionality. Highly liquid micro locations, these hold value even in down cycles. Family ROI. Excellent. Most Lexington-like submarket inside Winchester. Important? Red, underweight, avoid micro areas, Laraway Road directly adjacent to the tracks, north side, Waterfield Ard parcels with minimal setback from future massing, Skilling's Ard corridor right against rail, plus school traffic patterns, any SFH where rear yards directly face parking lots, dumpsters, or planned 4-5-story mid-rise zones. Why red? These become the sacrifice buffer for Winchester's required density, SF buyer pool drops. Only small developers see value. Family ROI. Low, unless land is deeply discounted. The golden profile of a Winchester overlay SFH, important. The unicorn specs location. Located 1 to 3 streets away from the center, not on it. 5 to 7 minute walk to commuter rail with no line of sight to the tracks. Lot. 7,500, 9,000 SQFT, rectangular, level, or gently sloped house, a 1920, 1940s colonial, Tudor, or revival with solid bones, 3 to 4 beds, updated systems, privacy, rear yard privacy via trees or grade changes, no adjacency to dumpsters, parking lots, or prospective 4 to 5-story redevelopment footprints, performance expected, top 1-3% liquidity in all Winchester markets, always buyer's profile, even in rate shocks or recession periods, real land call option value due to overlay location, 20-year appreciation outperformance relative to SFHs farther from center Winchester one-liner long, the few quiet station-adjacent overlay SFHs, underweight SFHs that will effectively live in the shadow of mid-rise or rail with no real discount. Related resources number 1, series. Introduction number 2. Previous post, number 3, Winchester Town. Profile, number 4. Compare communities. Use our to analyze Winchester versus other MBTA communities. Important, next in series, December 27, 2025.